We're back on with the DNR's UP Field Deputy, Stacy Hoy, on the phone with us. Thanks for some more of your time. I know you're a busy lady.
Hey, it's always great to talk to you, Adam. Appreciate it.
Let's jump back into our deer hunting conversation. We talked about official times and places for DNR check stations this year. We talked about downloading the regs off of the website, which has been a huge help for me. I did that exact same thing, downloaded the PDF file for the waterfowl guide, for instance. And you can do that for all of them because some of the printed materials have been really tough to get your hands on this year.
Yes, they have.
And I appreciate you kind of pointing that out. That's going to be helpful for folks to go to the website, download the regs, keep them on your phone. That way they're available even if you don't have service. So let's go back to the deer hunting talk and elaborate a little further on the CWD testing for this year. Because I know that there aren't going to be quite as many drop boxes out there, and you're only offering free testing in that core zone. Maybe you could talk about that and then elaborate a little bit about how folks can still get their deer tested and where they have to go online to find those forms.
Yeah, thanks, Adam. So, you know, what we're doing really is strategically focusing on the UP CWD core surveillance area. So that's portions of Dickinson, Menominee, and Delta counties. So that's where we're going to have kind of the extended check stations. We do have some access to some drop boxes, and we're going to be collecting more samples in that targeted area. For the rest of the Upper Peninsula, what we're going to be looking for is you can remove lymph nodes if you want to get your animal tested, and then you're going to be sending it into a pre-approved lab for that testing. And how to do that is also all on the website, and if you have any questions, you can also call your local office.
Yeah, and I know some of the biologists will be more than happy to help folks through that on the phone, too, or possibly meet up with them. So I appreciate the heads up on that. Now, we got a couple save the dates coming up here, some events that the DNR is putting on. Do you want to talk about this a little bit? There's two of them, right?
Yeah, yep, two of them. Yeah, that'd be great, Adam. So next week on the 5th, in a partnership with Northern Michigan University and Public TV 13, we have Ask the DNR. So that'll be coming on at 8 p.m., and then also on the 10th, we're going to have a Western UP Citizens Advisory Council meeting, and that'll be a virtual platform as well. And so if you're interested in either one of those, we'd welcome you to participate.
The DNR's UP Field Deputy, Stacy Hoy, on with us today. Thank you so much for your time. Good info.
Always great to be with you, Adam. Thank you.
And this is The Outdoor Show.